Good evening.
Hi.
How you doing? My name is John.
Yeah, John.
I'm a long-haul trucker by trade. About 2 months ago, me and my wife was camping up around Swimmer's Delight in Northern California. And it was a heavily wooded area. My wife went inside the sleeper for the evening, and it must have been around 10 or 11 a.m. or p.m., and it was pretty bright outside. And I was stoking up the campfire when I heard a little noise coming from behind one of the redwood trees. I thought maybe it was a dog or something. And from out from behind this redwood tree came a little three-foot man. And the only reason I'm calling tonight is to see if maybe one of your listeners have had such an experience, because it was the most frightening thing I've ever seen. It's going to sound kind of ridiculous, but I could have sworn the darn thing was growling at me as it was running off. And it wasn't happy that I was there.
Was he clothed, or did he look like a little animal guy?
It's funny you should ask that. It had some kind of a brown outfit on, and long hair. And at first I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. And the only reason I never told my wife is because I've been clean and sober now for about 6 years, and I didn't want her to worry about me and think maybe I was seeing things.
Yeah, or she'd think you were right back again, huh?
That's right, because people sometimes will have detox and they will see things. And I don't drink or do drugs, but I saw this creature with my own two eyes, and like I said before, it was frightening.
How close did it get to you?
It was about 30 feet away.
All right, and, that's pretty close. So, and you're sure it wasn't like a little monkey that might have gotten loose from someplace or anything like that?
Well, the reason why I'm sure it wasn't a monkey is because it had long, blonde hair. And like I said, it wasn't happy I was there. And the funny thing is the crickets that night were really loud, and
yeah,
they stopped. And right before it stepped out from behind the redwood tree.
Now, did it have total human features?
Absolute total human features. I thought maybe it was some kind of a little man trying to play a trick on me. But I know it wasn't that, and I wanted to see if maybe any of your listeners have seen anything like that, or.
Okay, well, let me now. His features looked normal, or did he look deformed, or anything like that?
It had really long hair, okay. Long twisty hair, and
what about his face?
It wasn't happy when I made eye contact with the eyeballs. It wasn't happy to see me at that point.
I mean, did he have a beard and things like that, or you're just...
Yeah, complete hair covering his whole face.
Okay, so he looked like a little mountain man, I guess.
A little mountain man, almost.
Okay,
but,
and his uniform, you said you described it as being brownish. Did it look like a like clothes or an outfit that you would see people wear, or did it look more like a spacesuit?
It basically looked like something that he... was living in, coming from the earth. It was brown, like a rawhide almost.
Like maybe an animal skin or something.
Like maybe an
like
animal
that.
Skin. And it sounds crazy. I know it does, but.
Okay. I wonder if it's possible for you. This is incredible. Is it possible for you to make that kind of sound that he made when he was coming from behind the tree?
You know, I was telling my friend about this, and I was telling him it sounded like a raccoon that was eating something. I don't know if you ever heard what a raccoon sounds like when it makes kind of a snarl noise, but it was an animal noise that it made.
Okay, and so he comes out of this tree, stares at you for a little bit.
Stares at me for not long at all.
And then runs. Does he run away or walk away?
It ran away because it was almost like after the crickets had stopped, I looked up because I heard a branch crack, and it stepped from behind the redwood tree like it had been spotted. Turned around and started running, but right as it was turning, it made a growling noise.
Would you have tried to capture him if
Absolutely
he came?
Absolutely not. I got so frightened it was ridiculous. I have a .45 we keep.
What scared you so much? I mean, the creature.
The growling noise scared me probably
okay.
the most.
All right, and because it was 3 feet tall and was a human-looking person.
That's to say the least. You know, I'm just wondering if I was seeing things. Or I've heard of people having some kind of apparitions before, but I've never seen a human being that's 3 feet tall. After this happened, I've been looking on the internet, and I found one of the smallest people, I guess, was like 4 feet tall or something like that.
Well, Tom Thumb was small. You know, Tom Thumb was with P.T. Barnum. But I got to tell you, how'd you even get to sleep that night?
I didn't.
I don't blame you.
Basically, I didn't sleep at all last night, or that night it happened. And
you just let the wife sleep it up, and you just stayed awake.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't said a word to her about it. But I'm hoping maybe one of your callers have had something like that happen.
Okay, well, we'll find out. Now, I've had a couple stories. I had a story once, almost about a year ago, a little man story like that. But this creature showed up behind the guy's car in his driveway, and then it just, like, disappeared, almost like it floated into another dimension.
Well, it didn't make any noise as it was running. I noticed that after that initial first crack, it didn't make any noise as it was running. And I don't know if that was because my heart was beating so fast or what. And it was a really intense growling noise. As a matter of fact, when I went inside, I almost wanted to ask my wife if she heard that, but she was already asleep, thank God.
But he had no weapons in his hand or nothing like that?
No weapons in his hand, but it was a very aggravated little animal. But
yeah.
It wasn't an animal. Like I said, it was a little man.
Whatever it was, it didn't want you around in his forest.
Right.
That's for sure.
You know, we believe in kind of Bigfoot. Sometimes we go up to see if we can find Bigfoot. And this area of Northern California is quite a heavily wooded area. And it's just kind of interesting that a little guy like this would be up there running around.
Yeah, we're going to have to call this Littlefoot now. Now we have another creature to look for, huh?
I actually heard a story about some people finding a bunch of little people up in a cave somewhere recently. That had been years.
And where was that? In the United States?
I'm not sure if it was the United States or wherever, but it kind of got hush-hush after it first came out, the story did.
Huh, that's interesting. Okay, well, thanks for your story. And if anybody else has anything similarly to that, we'll have them check in with us.